the opportunity to come together before him to seek his will.
在我们读圣经之前，我们还是有个祷告。
Let's start with words of prayers.
主是的，像刚才那首诗歌，我们不知道让你担心多久。
Lord, it's so true, just like the hymn we sang, that we don't know that we have grieved you so, for so long.
我们也不知道担忧你多久。
And we also do not know how much we have tarried your return.
我们的感觉是何等的迟钝。
Our feelings are so slow.
我们的认识好像被我们自己限制。
And our understandings are being confined by ourselves.
我们真需要你再一次用光光照我们。
We do pray that once again you enlighten us with your light.
我们谢谢你给我们生命气息动作存留。
We thank you that still giving us our life and our beings.
给我们时间，给我们跟随你的机会。
And still give us a time and give us opportunity to follow you.
我们愿意在你给我们的机会中把我们自己奉献给你。
Within the opportunity you have given us, we are willing to offer ourselves back to you.
愿意使你给我们的机会成为有效的机会。
So the opportunities you have given us become the effective ones.
愿你荣耀的心意在我们身上有出路。
So your glorious will have a way in us.
让父神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And may the Father's will be done on earth as it is done in heaven.
在人不能，在你凡事都能。
In man it's impossible, but in you everything is possible.
我们再一次无依无靠地等候在你面前。
Once again, without any other reliance, we wait before you.
求你向我们的心说话。
Do pray you speak to our hearts.
你唯有你知道我们。
For only you know us.
在现今这个时候，我们需要什么话，只有你知道。
It is you who only know that what kind of words we need at this time.
我们无论讲的、翻译的、听的，我们都等候你从天上的宝座向我们施恩。
The one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who hear, that we wait before you to be gracious to us from the throne in heaven.
把我们需要的话丰丰富富的照着我们所需要的，照着你永远的旨意，照着叫我们可以得益处的来赏赐给我们。
Do we pray that you abundantly give us the words we need according to your will, according to what we need, and according to what we can be edified.
愿你亲自激励我们，亲自触摸我们的心，也亲自使我们从里面能充满跟随你和奔跑的动力。
May you yourself touch our heart and also give our motivation so that we can truly run after you.
谢谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Thank you in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，我们读一段圣经，在以弗所书第三章，从十二节读到三章结束。
So let's read the place of scripture from Book of Ephesians, chapter 3, start from 12 to the end of chapter 3.
我们因信耶稣，就在他面前放胆无惧，笃信不疑地来到神面前。
In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him.
所以我求你们不要因我为你们所受的患难上胆，这原是你们的荣耀。
Wherefore I desire that you fear not and my tribulations for you, which is your glory.
因此我在父面前屈膝。
For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ.
天上地上的各家都是从他得名。
Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，使叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
That he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man.
使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
That Christ might dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love.
能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
May be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth and height.
并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切充满的充满了你们。
And to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God.
神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us.
但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿们。
Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
在交通这段圣经之前，我先跟大家交通一点关于我个人的经历。
Before I share this passage, I would like to share about my personal experience with you.
这是我今天早上在主面前等候的时候，好像感觉主要我分享一点。
When I was waiting before the Lord this morning, I felt the Lord would like to share with you about this.
我从小时候，我小学的时候，我进到那个学校去，我是属于极少数的人。
Ever since I was from elementary school, when I entered that school, I was one of those few.
什么叫极少数呢？因为我去到那个学校去，我的班上有50个，但是只有5个人是讲国语的。
What does it mean by I was actually the minority? It was because when I went into the class, there were 50 people in the class, but out of the 50 people, there were only 5 of us, including me, that speaks Mandarin.
但是我也不晓得为什么，我一进去第一个学期我就当班代班长。
But I did not know why that the first, ever since when I went in there, the first semester, I became the head of the class.
而且更奇妙的是，我一当了6年。
But it was even more amazing that I became the head of class for 6 years continuously.
我不但当了6年的班长，而且呢，我在后面最后的时候，我是全校那个，你知道我们每次全校性聚集的时候，有个全校的总指挥，我就是那一位。
Not only I was the head of class for 6 continuous years, but also I was
conductor.
I was the conductor for the whole school.
那我也没想到，我在这么熟悉的环境，等到我上初中的时候，我又到一个完全另外一个陌生的环境。
So I was never imagined that actually when after I go on to middle school, I completely transfer into a totally strange environment.
你知道我住的地区是熟悉的，但是我去的学校是我没有人认识的，就是我同学生我都不认识，我只认识一个人。
I was familiar with where I lived, but the school I went to, I did not know anyone except only one classmate.
所以我不知道为什么，但是呢，我到了第2年、第3年，我又是全校的总指挥。
But did not know why that from the second and third year in the middle school, I once again was the conductor of the whole school.
甚至到高中也是这样。
And it was even so when I went on to high school.
为什么讲这个呢？
Why do I mention about this?
因为这个就促使了我后来在大学时代，我一开始就参加全校性的这些的活动，或者是这些的同学的之间的工作。
Because this past experience resulted in that after I went into college, I started to participate in this whole college activities.
所以很快在全校就已经很有名气了。
So I became famous among all those students in college.
但是我有一个问题，这么有名气，甚至曾经有人说，哇，在那一年当中啊，你要看就看那一个人。
So even though I was so famous, and there was even someone mentioned that if you want to look at certain person, if you want to lift up a certain person, then you should look at.Look at me in that whole class.
那但是这是外面的， 但是在我里面起了一个特别的变化。
But that was only outward. However, inside me, there was some special change.
因为我不断的有机会跟许多人接触，那也跟很多的事物接触，那我也很多机会跟一对一的接触。
Because I always had chances to interact with so many different things or different people or even interact one to one.
这在我里面产生一个很深的叹息。
This caused a deep groaning inside me.
这叹息在我里面产生强大的影响。
And this kind of groaning had a great impact in me.
什么样的叹息呢？
What kind of groaning?
就是说，为什么美好的事物在团体当中很难完成？
Why was it that something good was so hard to complete in a corporate setting?
总是有许多，就是你讲不出来的原因，然后呢，你没有办法达到上好的，你只能选择不但是不是次好的，可能是糟糕一点。
There were always certain reasons that made it ended up that not only we could not do the best, but also not even secondary. It might end up in the worst.
这样的影响在我里面不是只是一个心理状态。
So this kind of impact not only affect inside my heart.
甚至我升大三的时候，我有三个社团，包括全校性的，要我做这个最高的 leader。
So after I went to junior in college, there were three biggest clubs within this whole.College would like me to be their club head.
因为我刚讲这个里面的矛盾太强。
Because within me there was such big contradiction.
所以呢，我三个全部拒绝。
So I rejected all those three clubs.
如果这个拒绝哈是个没有影响的，我都没什么印象。
If the rejection was did not have any influence, then I would not have any impression.
但是呢。我这个拒绝呢，导致我就是那一学期的那个超性成绩啊，一下子总分掉了十分。
But to reject all those three clubs actually resulted in that one of the grades I had actually dropped 10 points that semester.
这在我里面造成更深的影响。
And that actually impacted me even more.
因为我之所以拒绝呢，也就是说。我已经发现了某些问题。
The reason I reject them was because I found there were some issues.
但是我又不是那么确定。
But I was not sure.
我心里有这样的一个想法，就是说，也许有一天我这个里面的问题解决了，我才愿意参加公众的事务。
In my heart, I felt that if one day that the issue within me is being resolved, then I'm willing once again participate in the public clubs.
那后来我就大学毕业了，我是先去服兵役。
So after I graduate from college, I went on to military service.
那我去服兵役的时候呢，服兵役完的时候，我里面呢得到了答案。
After I finished my military service, then within me had an answer.
那得到答案就是说。我们看到许多的问题不在事情上面，许多问题在人身上。
So the answer was that the issues we see outwardly are not just the things by themselves, but the actual problems are within men.
那得到这个答案呢，是叫我有动力参加公众事务呢，还是没有动力？
So does this answer gave me even more motivation to participate in the public activities again?
其实是叫我更往后退。
Actually, I draw back even more.
所以我在念研究所的时候呢，是最安静的时候。
So I had my most quiet time during my graduate school years.
我有很多个人的关系，但我在公众就完全不出头。
I have a lot of personal relationships, but among the public, I did not want to be high key.
但我一直在想一个问题。
But I keep thinking about one question.
人生的意义是什么？
What was the meaning of life?
为什么要做这样的事情？
Why do we have to do certain things?
做这些事有什么后果？
What was the result of those things I did?
这后果有什么影响？
So what was the influence of the things I did?
需要做吗？
Do I need to do those?
必须吗？
Is it a must?
还是不做也没什么好，也没有什么，也没什么影响。
Or even if I don't do them, there's not much influence.
我这个反复在想啊。
I keep thinking over and over.
我不但自己在想。
Not only I thought about it.
我甚至呢，有一次情不自禁啊，我同学两个在喝茶，喝得高高兴兴的，我一进去一屁股一坐，马上把这个问题就搬出来。
But once I couldn't help it, but when I joined my two classmates who were having tea time, immediately as soon as I sat down with them, I asked them this question.
你知道他们正在喝得很畅快的时候，被这几个问题一压下去，全部哑口无声。
When they were enjoying their tea time, that as soon as I asked, they became so quiet.
所以谁能解决我这里面的问题？
Who could resolve the question I have inside?
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
有一天我信主了。
One day I believe the Lord.
主耶稣遇见了我。
The Lord has met me.
他遇见了我，他叫我从里面开始更新了，开始翻转。
He has met me and he turned me from within.
但是我并没有马上就很喜欢参加公众事务。
But I did not immediately start to like to participate in public activities.
我甚至我本来是信主的，连去教会都不愿意去。
It was to the point that even though I believed the Lord, but I did not want to go to church.
但主不但把我带到教会，主开始开启我。
But the Lord did not only let me into meetings, but also the Lord opened me up.
所以这个开启呢，就逐渐逐渐的让我参与在教会里面的这些侍奉呢，就越来就。怎么讲说越来越有动力，而且这个动力呢是希望我所有的服事能够跟天上的主能够得到他的这个带领。
So this opening up not only helped me to be more motivated to join the services in the meetings, but also it helped me to be motivated to be able to receive the guidance from the Lord in heaven.
我也因为这样的就遇见了主，经历了主，就逐渐的加增。
And because of this, I have met the Lord, and also my experience with the Lord has been increased.
而且开始转变我祷告的方向。
And also, even my direction of prayers has been turned.
你知道我们一开始学祷告的时候，我们祷告都是什么事啊？
You know that when we first start to learn about prayers, what do we pray about?
我们祷告就我需要什么。
We pray about what my needs are.
我遇到什么困难吗？
What kind of difficulties I face?
我们如果再扩大一点，再多为几个人祷告。
And if we are more enlarged, then we pray for more people.
但是我们的焦点都在地上。
But our focus are still on earth.
我们眼睛看得到的层面。
What we can see.
但是主一直开启我。
But the Lord keeps opening me up.
让我学习另外一种祷告。
And help me to learn a different kind of prayers.
要学习看见神要什么，神的荣耀是什么。
To learn to see what does God want and what His glory is.
这是我们讲到神的荣耀，是我们不容易一下子就懂，一下就明白的。
When we talk about God's glory, this is not something we can immediately understand.
但至少在我们的心里要有这样的一个愿意。
But at least we should be willing in our hearts.
我愿意求神的荣耀，而不求自己的荣耀。
We should be willing to seek God's glory and not seek my own glory.
虽然我还是不是那么懂神的荣耀，但是我愿意求神的荣耀。
Even though I still don't much understand about God's glory, but I'm willing to seek after His glory.
当我们有这样的心愿，神就在我们身上就逐渐的变化。
When we have such heart, then God slowly transforms us.
所以这里我们刚看到这段圣经，这个祷告是从神的荣耀开始的。
So this passage that we just read, this prayer, it starts from God's glory.
如果我们看不见神的荣耀，我相信你不会进入这个祷告。
If we do not see God's glory, then I trust that you cannot enter into such prayer.
那我们的精力就会被我们自己限制住。
Then our experience will be limited by ourselves.
神的 工作或神的荣耀也可能受我们限制。
And God's work and His glory might also be limited by ourselves.
但这里有一个就是什么呀？它是根据神的荣耀啊，求你按着他丰盛的荣耀，还不是一点点的荣耀，是极丰富的荣耀。
But here is based on His glory, which is according to the riches of His glory.
所以可以说，如果神不开启我们，我们可能一辈子都不可能知道。
So if God does not open us up, then we might not even understand for our entire life.
但是神让我们略略的，或者让我们明白，或者看见他的荣耀，不是叫我们欣赏的。
But when God shows us little glimpse of His glory, it's not just for us to appreciate.
如果我们要在他的荣耀有份，今天不但要看见，而且我们要在他的荣耀显在地上的过程中能够参与他。
So, if we would like to participate in His glory, not only we should see His glory, but we should also participate in His glory when His glory reveals on earth.
所以我们不但要看见他的荣耀，渴慕他的荣耀，而且愿意进入他的荣耀。
So, not only we have to see His glory, desire of His glory, but be willing to enter into His glory.
这不是喊口号。
This is not just a slogan.
因为他像光照在你的深处，在你的生命中有主导的力量。
For He is just like a light shines in the depths of our heart. So in the depths of our heart, there's this strength to move us forward.
如果神的荣耀、神的旨意在我们身上没有主导的力量。
If God's glory has no strength to move us forward.
我们可以断定我们的基督徒生活只能在比较低的层次或者比较贫乏的层次。
And we can be for sure to say that our Christian life will only remain in a lower level or the level that cannot experience much.
但是如果神的荣耀照在我们的心里面，然后在我们产生了强烈的动力。
But if God's glory shines within our heart, which results in a great motivation,
我们就很有可能被带到极其的丰富，甚至从属地的带到属天的世界里面去。
Then it's very possible that we can be brought into such great riches and also to be brought from the earthly level into heavenly.
这一切都需要圣灵工作。
All those need the work of Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵不开启我们，我们怎么想也想不通。
So, for if the Holy Spirit does not open us up, we can never understand it.
所以在以弗所书第一章到第三章讲到荣耀的至少五个方面。
Therefore, from Book of Ephesians chapter 1-3, that at least talk about the five aspects of glory.
在上次我们提到了，第一个就是成为把我们信的人磨成神儿子的形象。
So last time we mentioned the first was that to conform us who believe into the image of God's Son.
叫我们得着神儿子的名分。
So we can receive the sonship.
得到儿子名分绝对不是个口号。
It's not a slogan to receive sonship.
这后面有许多神的工作在后头。
There's so much of God's work behind this.
也有我们到底看见神的荣耀看见多少有关系。
And also has to do with how much we have seen of God's glory.
我们愿意跟神的配合到底到什么程度。
How much we are willing to cooperate with God.
所以这是有关系的。
So those are all have to do with one another.
那第二个，上次我们讲了一半。
And the second point which we mentioned about half last time.
就是神在预定的时候，是天上地上一切所有的，在基督里面同归于一。
Which is in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he will gather together in one, all things in one in Christ Jesus in heaven and earth.
这同归于一这个字呢，是就是向上连于头。
That is to gather together in one. That is that should be connected to the head above.
所以上次我们花了许多的时间来交通。
So last time we spent much time to share.
我们连于头的这个实际是什么？
What is the reality of being united with the head?
所以我们要问一个问题，就是我的日常生活是不是已经活在连于头的实际？
So we have to ask a question is that is our daily life already live in the reality of being connected to the head?
如果我们实在是连于头的实际，很多事情，可以说绝大部分的事情都不需要别人刻意的推我们，刻意的鼓励我们， 刻意的是好像给我们有什么特别的安排，不需要。
If we truly live in the reality of connect to the head, then we truly don't need anyone else to push us or motivate us or try to arrange something for us.
因为你看我们这个头，因为神给我们这个肉身的身体，就是让我们更有机会去明白领会那个宇宙性属灵的身体。
For this body God has given us is to help us even more understand this universal spiritual body.
只要我们肢体的这个神经系统是正常的，对不对？所以你都不需要哪个肢体去故意去拉哪个肢体，都不需要的。他头一发命令，全部都是什么配合的刚刚好。
As long as our body's nerve system is normal, then we really don't need any member of the body to push one another. That as soon as the head, gives one command, then the whole body functions.
但是如果这个某一部分跟头连的不好。
But if there's one part of the body that's not connected well with the head.
因为我父亲中风有九年的时间。
For because my father has stroke for a long time.
你说我印象太深刻。
I had such deep impression.
他左手不能动，你要把他左手抬起来，结果你一放，嘣就下去了。
He could not move his left hand, so someone else needed to help to lift up his left hand. But as soon as the person withdraw the hand, his left hand fell.
所以这神经系统受伤了。
So that's the result of the damage of the nerve system.
你就是帮呢，他也是没力气的。
Even if you help him, he had no strength.
所以这是很奇妙的事。
So that's something amazing.
那主把我们救回来。
And the Lord saved us.
我们就是身体上的肢体。
So we are part of the member of the body.
正常的情况，不需要别的肢体故意在那里刺激我们。
In a normal condition, we don't need any other members to stimulate.
只要我们跟头的关系是正常。
As long as our relationship with the head is normal.
这个肢体该做什么，它就会做什么。
What does member of the body should do, then it should function this way.
当然这个整个都是为整个身体的。
Of course, this is for the entire body.
但是每个身体上的每个肢体是有影响的。
But each member of the body influence one another.
啊，那因为前段时间我有胃问题。
In the past, I had some stomach issue.
我就好像知识上多增加一点知识。
Then I learned a little bit more.
经历也一点，知识增加一点。
Oh, I had more experience, also learn more. I had little more knowledge.
你知道我以前天天喝咖啡啊。
In the past, I drank coffee every day.
晚一点喝就头痛啊。
If I delay my time to drink coffee, then I had headache.
如果我那一天都不喝，我就痛到第二天了。
If I did not drink coffee that day, then I had headache until the next day.
那我就用咖啡压那个头痛。
So I use coffee to suppress the headache.
所以变到一个地步，就是我非喝咖啡不可。
So it became to the point that I must drink coffee.
不但非喝不可，越喝越多。
Not only I must drink coffee, but I drink more and more.
结果呢？我这次发生这个胃的问题。
And this time when I had stomach issue.
我一发生之后啊，从发生那一天到现在，两个多月，我没有喝一口咖啡。
Ever since the first day I had stomach issue until now, more than 2 months, which I did not drink one sip of coffee.
我没有一秒钟头痛。
I did not even have any headache.
这里使我一个明白一件事，我的头痛根本就不是咖啡。
So then I realized that my headache was not because of coffee.
所以呢，我以后不喝咖啡应该也没问题的。
So then I will have no problem even if I don't drink coffee.
所以我不需要用咖啡来治头痛。
So I don't need coffee to heal my headache.
但是我了解另外一件事情。
And also I understand something else.
我去看医生的时候。
When I went to see a doctor.
医生就问了，你有没有头痛？我说没有。
Then the doctor asked me, do you have headache? I said no.
你有没有骨头痛？没有。
Do you have aches in your bones?
你有没有这里痛？没有。
Do you feel pain here, there?
你有没有哪里痛？没有。
Do you have any other pain? I said no.
到后来我们弟兄借了我一本书，我又看了一些。
Then our brother lent me a book, then I read.
我了解又多一点。
And I learned even little more.
如果你有胃酸的问题。
If you have acid, the problem with acid,
你可能会头痛。
You might have headache.
你可能会耳鸣。
You might have tingling in your ears.
你可能会喉咙痛。
You might have sore throat.
你可能看起来像感冒，但又不是感冒。
It might seem you get a cold, but it's actually not.
你也可能有骨头痛，或者是别的痛。
You might feel aches in your bones or other pain.
所以你有时候觉得这像感冒，你去看感冒。
So it might be that you thought you have a cold, then you went to doctor to heal your cold.
但也不是感冒。
But it's actually not a cold.
是胃问题。
It has to do with the stomach.
所以你知道一个肢体就会影响到其他的肢体。
So one member influences others.
而且这个肢体还是看不见的。
And this organ, this member is actually invisible.
藏在里面。
It's hidden.
它一出问题，你哪里都不对了。
When there's some issue, then everything else goes wrong.
这是我们身体的状况。
And that's the condition of our body.
所以那本书讲说，他说很多人因为他发生了某些现象，就他去看那个专科，就看了半天，他也吃的药，但完全都没有用。
So the book mentions that for people might have certain conditions, so they see the specialist for that condition. However, after they take prescription, it's still no use.
因为它的根源在它的胃里面。
For the cause, the root cause is actually the stomach.
所以我们千万不要以为说一个肢体对别的肢体没有影响力。
Therefore, definitely do not think that one member has no influence toward another.
所以一个肢体不正常，所以其他的肢体也不会受影响。
And don't think that if one member is not normal, then others will not be influenced.
如果我们天然的身体不是这样。
Then our natural body is like this.
属灵的身体也是一样。
So is the spiritual body.
只是我们不知道那个影响到底有多大。
But we don't know how great the influence is.
并不是没有影响。
It's not that there's no influence.
所以我们盼望主怜悯我们。
So do pray the Lord has mercy upon us.
看见神所要我们看见。
See what God would like us to see.
如果看见神所要我们看见的，我们站在对的肢体的地位上面，尽对的肢体的健康肢体的功用，这是整个身体的祝福。
So if we see what God would like us to see, then we stand on the position of being the right member and do its correct function, then it's the blessing for the whole body.
所以这也是神荣耀彰显的一个机会。
So that's also the opportunity for the God's glory to be manifested.
而且身体上的每个肢体都不能本位主义。
And also each member of the body cannot be individualistic.
他不能把他自己的意思当作最高。
He cannot see his own will to be the highest will.
他就是一个肢体。
It's only one member.
所以他只能做肢体。
So this can only be a member.
他不能代替头来发号施令。
He cannot give command instead of the head.
他也不能就是说要求别的肢体一定要照他的。
He also cannot ask other members to do the same as him.
他可以跟头有正常的联系。
He can have a normal connection with the head.
帮助其他的肢体跟头有正常的联系。
To help other members to also have the normal relationship with the head.
所以看见天上地上一切所有在基督里面同归于一，这是一重要的事情。
So it's very important to see that all things in heaven and earth to be gathered together in one in Christ Jesus.
他这里不但是讲，他说呢，就是说在以弗所书第一章第十节第十一节，好，我们第十看第十节和第十一节。
So let's look at Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10 and 11.
要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一，我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
That in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he may gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things after the counsel of his own will.
第十二节说，叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
And verse 12, that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ.
在第十一节说，我们也在他里面 得了基业。
In verse 11 says that in whom we have obtained an inheritance.
也就是这些的肢体，他在服事上，他应该是尽到使天上地上一切所有在基督里面同归于一的这样的同工里面。
That also means that all of the members should enter into the co-work to let all things together in one in Christ.
所以如果按以弗所第一章整章来看的话，是所有的服事是为了整个身体的。
So when we look at the whole chapter of Ephesians chapter 1, that all of the services are for the one body.
不是单独存在的。
It's not just being there individually.
不是一个独立的。
It's not being there by itself.
他如果不是为了整个身体的，他就不能够在这个上显出见证出来。
If it's not for the whole body, then he cannot be a testimony of this.
他如果不能为整个身体，这整个身体也不能得到他的益处。
If he cannot be for the whole body, then this whole body also cannot receive any benefit from him.
那我们的服事也是因为为着整个身体的，所以神的旨意成就的时候，所以呢，我们也得到产业，神得荣耀，我们也得到产业。
So it's when our service for the whole body and for this will of God being fulfilled, then God receives an inheritance, so do we.
所以这是一个宝贵的学习。
So this is a very precious learning.
啊，我们要知道你是为着神永远的心意在服事的时候，神要给你的产业就在当中就一直成就起来。
We have to know that when we serve for God's eternal purpose, then the inheritance God would like to give us will be fulfilled.
然后第二章就也解释这个东西。
And chapter 2 also explains this.
所以这解释什么呢？解释就是说，这个我们原来是被邪灵控制的。
And it explains that we were originally being controlled by the evil spirit.
我想我们没有信主的不会愿意听到这样的话。
I think us who have not yet believed the Lord are not willing to hear this.
但是圣经这样告诉我。
But here the Bible says so.
我自己也这样经历。
And I have the same experience.
我从来不觉得我有被邪灵控制过。
I have never thought I was being controlled by the evil spirit.
可是当我受洗的时候。
But when I got baptized.
我就发现有什么东西从我身上出去了。
And I felt there was something left me.
我虽然不知道什么东西。
Even though I did not know what it was.
但是我感觉有东西从我身上出去了。
But I felt something came out of me, left me.
啊，所以我们不但是被邪灵控制的。
So we are not only controlled by the evil spirit.
我们也被这个世界的系统控制的。
We are also being controlled by the system of the world.
有哪一个不被这个世界系统控制。
Is there any one of us not being controlled by the systematic world?
你如果不被这个世界系统控制，你就不会追随流行。
If you are not being controlled by the system of the world, then you would not follow the trend.
你如果不被这个系统控制，你就不会打那个什么，这个系统，它现在强调什么，你就跟着强调什么。
If you are not being controlled by the worldly system, then you would not just emphasize on what the world emphasizes.
而这个系统后面控制就是邪灵在后头运作。
And what's behind this whole controlling of the worldly system is the work of the evil spirit.
这是我们在信主以前都不懂的事情的。
That's something we never understand before we believe the Lord.
我们只觉得这样做特别好啊，大家都这样好啊，然后大家闹我们也跟着闹，大家吵我们也跟着吵啊。
We only felt that.Whenever everybody else does this, then it's good. So we just follow.
你知道，吵完之后还想想，我们在吵什么，还搞不清楚。
But after we follow, then we actually think about it, and we don't even understand why we follow.
因为我学过一点社会学。
Because I learned a little bit about the socialism.
那这个 sociology.
Oh, sociology.
那个社会学呢，就讲到群众运动这一面。群众运动是这样。
If it talk a little bit about when there's this activity that everybody follows.
啊，它里面有一个强调，就是什么？这是学者强调出来的。他说， 参与群众运动的群众是盲目的，群众不知道这在干什么。
So there's this people's movement. Okay. So someone says that for those people who join the people's movement, then actually they are blind.
所以我不笑别人，我们自己都盲目过。
So I don't laugh at others. Actually, we were blind before.
但是你不知道这后面一个系统在那里。
But you don't realize there was this system behind this.
你不知道这个系统后面有灵界在那里。
You don't realize behind the system there was the evil spirit.
你不知道这后面是一个世，这是一个世代的特性。
And you don't realize this is a special characteristics of this generation.
但是有一天主把我们救回来。
But one day the Lord redeemed us.
所以救回来呢，叫我们脱离这个系统。
So he has redeemed us so we can be delivered out from the system.
所以基督徒呢，基本上他的地位上已经脱离了这个系统。
So for Christians in our position, we have already been delivered from the system.
所以只要他不愿意这，他不要不是自愿再投回去的话，他是不能控制他的。
So for if a Christian is not willingly to go back to the system, then the evil spirit cannot control the Christian.
那我们知道有许多称为基督徒，但是他在这个世界上被这个世界就是一直搅着走。
We know that there are many, so they so call themselves as Christians, but they are being, they are actually being, controlled by this whole world.
其实一面可能是他无知，一面是他可能也自愿要投进去。
So on the one hand, maybe it's out of their neglect, but also on the other hand, it might be themselves willingly to just getting back to the worldly system.
所以主把我们救出来了。救回来，然后叫我们与他一同复活，一同坐在天上。
So the Lord has redeemed us, so we can resurrect together with Him and sit together in heavenless with Him.
所以基督本身是一个复活的生命。
So Christians has this risen life.
也是一个属天的实际。
And has the reality of heaven.
但是你要在基督里面才能够显出那个实际。
But only when you are in Christ, then this reality can be manifested.
什么时候我们从基督里出去，我们就是原来那个样子。
Whenever we are out of Christ, then we become something else.
所以这是一个新的创造。
So this is a new creation.
所以有人讲这是新造的人。
So that's why people say that it's a newly created being.
但是主把我们救回来不是放在个人。
But the Lord saved us, not just let us remind us as individual.
他把一个一个变成新造人，但又把这全体变成一个全体新造的一个团体人。
He let each individual become a newly created being, but together he put this corporate into a newly created corporate.
对，这个团体的新人是来彰显他一切的丰富。
This corporate new man is to manifest all his riches.
他把我们带来一起亲近神。
And he brought us together to draw close to God.
叫我们在亲近神的时候显明我们中间的间隔是已经被拆掉了。
So as we draw together to draw close to God, then he manifests that the wall of our partition has already been taken off.
所以基督徒常常会发生这样的情形。
So Christians usually have this condition.
因为我们现在在世代的最末了的这个阶段。
As we are at the end of the era.
那很多的基督徒世界的事情呢，已经有发生很多历史在那里。
As there have already happened so many church history among Christians.
那很多，所以因为这些一直影响下来到现在，那我们很自然就在这样一个混乱的光景中。
For all those past history has all the influence, and therefore now we're in such turmoil.
所以你如果碰到一个基督徒，你一跟他讲啊，你信耶稣，我也信耶稣。然后你就光谈信耶稣呢，光谈耶稣呢就很容易。
So when you meet another Christian, if you just only talk about Jesus, believing Jesus, which will be easy.
但是有一件事情一发生呢，你就不容易谈。
But when something happens, it's hard to go carry on the conversation.
因为说你在哪里聚会
？As soon as we ask each other, where do you gather?
你们聚会是什么样子
？Then what kind of gathering do you?
是属于哪一个样子的？
So what kind of gathering is yours?
你就发现下面就很难谈了。
Then we find it's hard to carry on the conversation.
就是这些呢，都又造成一个阻断的墙。
So those, once again, there's another wall of partition.
哦，这是个事实。
And that's a fact.
啊，但是呢，主的话告诉我们，他呢已经解决了这个问题。
But Lord's words told us He has already resolved this problem.
所以对于我们愿意，像第一章第十节说的，在基督里同归于一的，有愿意有份的人。
So just like chapter 1 verse 10 says, for us who are be willing to be part of to be together in one in Christ.
我们要很清楚地认识并且接受进入十字架的交通。
We have very clearly to know and also accept to enter into the fellowship of Christ.
主耶稣在十字架上已经解决这个问题。
Our Lord on the cross has already resolved the issue.
如果主耶稣他需要接受十字架，
If Lord Jesus has to accept the cross,
他需要走十字架的道路，
He needed to walk on the way of the cross.
我们没有理由，我们不要。
There is no reason we reject this.
主耶稣上十字架痛苦的那一面，那是一面。
The suffering fact of our Lord when He was on the cross, that was one aspect.
但他在他上了十字架之前，他先做一件事情。
But before he went on the cross, he did one thing.
他有个祷告。
He had a prayer.
就是在克西马利园的祷告。
That was the prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane.
他说，父啊，倘若可行，你就叫这杯撤去吧，我就不要喝了。
He said, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me.
如果可以的话，我就不要钉十字架。
And if it's your will, then I don't have to go on the cross.
哦，十字架没有人愿意的。
Nobody.
没人喜欢的。
Nobody likes the cross.
但他说什么？不要照我的意思，照你的意思。
But he said that not my will, but your will be done.
他祷告了三次。
And he prayed this three times.
汗如血点掉下来。
Sweat dropped like blood.
他甚至都需要天使来加添力量给他。
And even he needed angels to strengthen him.
所以表示说，他真正肉身去承受这个痛苦之前呢，他里面的痛苦这才是大的。
That means that before he suffered this great suffering in his flesh, what was greater suffering was inside him.
放下自己不是件荣耀的事，不是件容易的事。
It's not something easy to lay down ourselves.
但放下自己，不照自己的意思，照父神的意思，是通往荣耀的必经之路。
But to lay down ourselves, not my will, but Father's will, is What is must go through to go into glory?
所以主耶稣他就这样成就了救赎。
Therefore, our Lord like this way that He accomplished salvation.
所以他告诉我们，各种墙都已经拆掉了。
Therefore, He told us that the wall of partition has already been taken off.
如果你看哥罗西书来讲哈，犹太人、希利尼人。
In the book Colossians, Jews, Greeks.
这一面是种族的面。
So that's about the culture, race.
那一面也是讲的宗教的不同。
And also it talks about the religion difference.
然后呢，又讲到什么？这个为奴的、自主的。
And bondman or free.
那是什么？就是地位上的不同。
And that's
社会地位的不同。
That's the social level difference, status, social status difference.
所以到教会来，什么地位都应该藏在后头，不应该是明显的。
Therefore, when we come to gatherings, we should just leave behind all of our social status.
所以我们明显的地位是我们已经得救，我们彼此都是弟兄。
So our obvious status is that we have been saved and we are brothers with one another.
因为是弟兄，因为我们都站在弟兄的地位上，你做肢体才能够做健康的肢体。
Because we're all brothers and we stand in the position of brothers, then we can be healthy members with one another.
如果我们在弟兄中自高起来，那这个肢体就会出问题。
If we lift ourselves up among the brothers, then this member will have problem.
那希古提人、化外人。
Then Scythians and barbarians.
就是知识程度高的，知识程度低的，这个中间的隔阂也拆掉了。
And those with higher knowledge level or with lower level knowledge, then this partition is already being taken off.
还有男女，不是这个，就讲这就说这些不就大家都是弟兄啊，不会因为这个而有什么不同。
And also male females, because everyone are brothers, so there's really no difference.
所以其实这些都是我们学习的过程必经的。
So those are what we have to go through in our learning process.
啊，你知道我们常常因为某种因素，我们就要另外再搞个东西，另外某种因素又要另外再搞个团体出来。
Very often, because of certain reasons, we would like to have something else or have another group.
其实呢，主告诉我们，来到教会，那些的隔阂呢，应该是拆掉的。
But the Lord told us that as we come to the gathering, the walls of partition should already be taken down.
这叫我们进到教会，能够有更多的机会跟不同的弟兄姊妹在一起。
So as we come to the gathering, we should have all the opportunities to be with different brothers and sisters.
所以真正一个健康的教会是增加他团体聚集的机会。
Therefore, a healthy church is to increase the opportunity to gather corporately.
而不是减少他聚会，这样的机会。
Not to decrease such opportunity.
当然，这个某些特殊的这些需要的在聚在一起，这是需要的。
Of course, there's the need for some special needs to gather together.
但这是为着全体的聚集，全体一起来到神面前的预备。
But that is for the preparation of the whole, of everyone gathered together cooperating.
或者是一个过渡的过程。
Or this might just be a transition process.
但是我们不应该把过渡的过程变成一个永远性的情况。
But we should not put this transition process become an eternal condition.
像我就碰到有一些聚会这样情形。
I have met some gathering like this.
讲就是在这里您在这里长大的小孩，他们一定要搞一个年轻这个讲英文的聚会。
Those children who grow up in the States, then they had their own English speaking gathering.
结果其实呢，他们自己在聚呢。真正教会的丰富，他们是变成隔离起来的。
However, as they gather on their own, they are being separated from all the riches of this corporate church.
你知道这个隔离起来，他们自己也丰富不起来。
As they are being separated, actually they cannot become abundant themselves.
神把许多不同的弟兄姊妹，不管是年龄不同、文化不同，或者认识主的年日不同。各种的不同放在一起是要认识一起认识和经历它的丰富的
As the Lord put all different brothers and sisters together whether it's by age or whether it's how long you know the Lord or different culture the Lord put us together is to experience all his riches
结果我们为了要说特别照顾这几个结果呢就隔离起来就跟全体呢这个相聚的机会交通的机会几乎都封锁掉了
But in order to just take care of the special need of this group, actually you have quarantined them, which actually they are being separated from all the riches of the corporate.
所以身体的丰富，其他的丰富进不到那里去，他也自己不可能产生那么大的丰富。
So the riches, the abundance of this body cannot enter into that group, and that group also cannot itself have such riches.
意外的是，已经聚到没有人了。他还不愿意跟全体在一起。
And what is even more surprising is that as this group gather on their own, there's already nobody gathering there, but they are still not willing to gather with the whole cooperating.
所以这是一个我讲的这是个事实啊，已经发生的，很多地方发生的。
What I mentioned is a fact which already happened in many places.
所以你离开全体的丰富，你很难明白神荣耀的丰富。
So once you leave the entire riches corporate, then it's hard for you to understand the riches of God.
所以千万不要把一个小团体能够扩大到它有全体的，这是没有办法的。
Therefore, definitely do not think this small group can be enlarged to become a corporate.
所以这个圣经也讲说，有许多讲的全教会的聚集，就是要我们常常。进入那个丰富的那个认识。
So that when the Bible mentions about the whole church gathering, that is to lead us into the understanding of the whole, the all the riches cooperating.
在我们平常可以经历的，可以实行上面去尝这个，至少在我们的祷告聚会，这是其中一个。
In our regular gatherings, which we can taste this, one of the gatherings is our prayer meeting.
因为教会的祷告聚会是为了全教会来祷告的。
For the prayer meeting of the church is to pray for the entire church.
虽然有很多个人的需要也在祷告当中。
Even though we do pray for individual needs.
但是他是为了教会全体的需要一次又一次的在那里寻求主。
But that is to seek the Lord for the entire need of the church.
还有教会的读经聚会也是为了全体的。
Also, the church Bible study is for everyone.
这个全体什么？是主给我们机会能够去看见不同的肢体，他在神，当我们一同在一起的时候，显出他不同的肢体，那个神给他的那一份出来。
This church gathering is to manifest each function and each gift of the member as the whole church gathers.
但是我们如果只顾着我们自己。
But if we only care about ourselves,
我们不顾神对全体教会的心意。
If we do not concern about God's will upon this whole church,
那我们呢，自己感觉不好的时候，我们就是那个样子。
Then when we don't feel well, when we don't feel have good feelings, then we become like that.
你知道神的建造在我们身上是要花时间的。
God's work upon us takes time.
是，我们个人亲近主有这一面的。
We do have our own aspect about drawing close to the Lord individually.
但是全体的亲近主是另外一面的。
But that's a different aspect when corporately draw close to the Lord.
尤其是当我们一起读圣经，在一起交通主的心意的时候。
Especially when we read the Bible together and share upon Lord's will.
我们经常这样的经历到。
We often experience this.
我们自己在准备的时候，我们只能明白某一个程度。
When we prepare it by ourselves, we can only understand certain aspects.
但是当全体聚在一起的时候，
But when we gather together corporately,
这是代表整个身体的。
And that represents the whole body.
神就为了整个身体的需要，就借着弟兄，借着姊妹，就一这个彼此分享，一起在那寻求的时候，一下子就把神那个丰富就倾倒在当中。
And God, for the purpose, the need of the whole body, through the different sharings of different brothers and sisters, and He poured down His riches into this body.
能够交通出来的弟兄不是因为他比较厉害。
Those brothers or sisters who can share is not because they are better than others.
能够交通出来的弟兄是神借着他为了整个身体的需要的。
Those brothers who are able to share are becauseThey are the channel of God preparing the vessel for the entire body.
神一直在等候那个身体能够长大成熟。
God is waiting for the body to become mature.
这是那个新人。
And that's the new man.
神要这个新人长大成熟。
God would like this new man to be full grown into maturity.
所以他可以成为神国度的见证。
So he can become the testimony of the kingdom of God.
他不但显出基督身体的实际。
Not only he can reveal the reality of the body of Christ.
他也显出神的家的丰富。
And also he manifests the riches of God's house.
他也显出圣灵的确在这个新人里面是那样自由的运行。
And he also manifests that it's so true the Holy Spirit moves freely among this new man.
所以这里神借着圣灵居住的所在就可以经历的。
So the dwelling place of God through the Holy Spirit becomes something we can experience.
所以这是新人。
So that's a new man.
这是在基督里同归于一的一个实际。
And that's one of the reality of to gather together in one in Christ.
这个不是个教训，这是一个属灵的实际。
And that's not only a doctrine, it's the spiritual reality.
所以这是需要主启示我们的。
So that's something we need the Lord to reveal to us.
所以神使天上地上一切所有在基督里面同归于一，这个是他荣耀的心里面一个核心的部分。
So to let all things gather in one in Christ Jesus, that's one of the core in His will.
所以如果我们忽略了，我们可能有机会进入，却没有进入。
If we neglect this, it might be we have the chance to enter in, but we do not enter.
所以为着一起能够在主面前被建造，所以我们有很多的功课要学习。
So in order to that we can together being built up in Christ, we have a lot to learn.
但是我们需要先放下自己跟头能够有实际和谐的关系。
But first, we need to lay down ourselves and have a harmony relationship with the head.
我想今天因为时间的缘故，我就不讲下一点。
Today, because of time, I will not mention the next point.
好，下次有机会我们再看。
If next time we have chance, then we will continue.
好，我们有人祷告。
Let's pray.
主，你是荣耀的主。
Lord, you are the glorious Lord.
如果你不把你使天上地上一切所有的在基督里面同归于一的荣耀向我们彰显。
If you do not manifest this glory of you gather together one in Christ in heaven for all those things in heaven and earth,
我们不会自然就知道这有多重要。
We can never naturally understand how important this is.
我们不会自然就明白，主啊，你在这个世上你是何等的关切。
We cannot naturally understand that how much you pay attention to this on earth.
我们需要你亲自给我们第一手的启示。
We do need your first-hand revelation.
我们仰望你，在这新的一年开始的时候，的确给我们人从来没有过的启示。
We do pray that as at the beginning of this new year, you do give us the first-hand revelation, not from man.
让我们在你给我们的时间中能够快跑跟随你。
So that in the time you have given us, we can run after you.
让我们在侍奉中满有喜乐。
So we can be joyful in our services.
让我们在跟随你中真是能够满有你来的动力。
So when we follow you, we are being fully motivated by you.
我们再次把自己交托奉献在你手中。
Once again, we commit and also offer ourselves back to you.
求你成就在你自己中所要成就的。
May you fulfill what you would like to fulfill in your will.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.